Russia plans to officially annex or seize parts of eastern Ukraine on Friday. Russian officials said the people of those areas had voted strongly in favor of the move. But Ukraine and Western officials have condemned the Moscow-controlled votes as illegal, forced, and dishonest. Presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters on Thursday that four areas of Ukraine, Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia, will be added to Russia on Friday. The pro-Russia administrators of those areas will sign treaties to join Russia at a Kremlin ceremony with President Vladimir Putin. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced an emergency meeting with his security and military officials for Friday. He promised tough measures against the move and said it ended any chance of returning to peace talks. The votes are worthless and do not change reality. The territorial integrity of Ukraine will be restored, he said. In unusually strong language, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters on Thursday in New York that Russia's annexation would violate the UN Charter and has no legal value. He described the move as a dangerous escalation and said it must not be accepted. Czech Foreign Minister Jan Lipavský, whose country currently holds the European Union presidency, said, "It's absolutely unacceptable." He added that the EU rejects the one-sided annexation. The result of the voting that ended Tuesday was not a surprise. Russian troops went door to door with election officials to collect ballots. Ukrainian officials said they also gathered names of people who voted against annexation. The 5 days of voting produced unusually high numbers in favor of joining Russia. Russians supported administrations in the four areas claimed that 93% of the ballots cast in Zaporizhia supported annexation, as did 87% in Kherson, 98% in Luhansk, and 99% in Donetsk. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock spoke on the issue at a conference in Berlin. Under threats and sometimes even at gunpoint, people are being taken out of their homes or workplaces to vote in glass ballot boxes, she said. This is the opposite of free and fair elections, Baerbock said. And this is the opposite of peace. Last week, Putin ordered a call-up of as many as 300,000 military reservists after several military losses in Ukraine. Putin and other Russian officials also threatened to use nuclear weapons to protect Russian territory, including any annexed land. The call-up order led to long lines of Russians at the borders trying to leave the country. Russian security reportedly set up checkpoints along the borders with Georgia and Finland to draft some of them. Novaya Gazeta Europe reported on Monday that 261,000 men had left Russia since the call-up. The better off and well-educated are overrepresented amongst those attempting to leave Russia, British intelligence officials said. Alexander Kamizentsev, who left Russia for Georgia, said he decided at the last moment to leave because I am not going to kill my Ukrainian brothers or go to prison. I'm Jill Robbins.